Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
like a sad country song, Day I Love Alone. That's sad, that's Shout Even Shy, singing words we cannot say, a poem I wrote. She put it to the music. Thank you, Bridget. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend to be somebody I'm not. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the night. Along with me is my partner from Down Under, the man from Snowy River, the Wizard of Oz, A.P. Taylor. How are you, A.P.?
Well, thanks, Hatter. How are you?
I'm getting there day to day, tugging through, trying not to think about too much. And along with us, of course, is the my little sister, my best friend, Deborah Lee. She sits in the back, does all the heavy work so we can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. Well, tonight, Saturday, Saturday, we had a prompt of random acts of kindness, either a story, true story, anything that inspired you. I had an issue of my dog ate my homework, so I had to rewrite it, so it's still rough. I had to smooth it out. It's sometimes in the next 2 hours.
Your palm's going last, is what you're saying, Hatter. That's what you're saying. Yeah. You'll go last. Yeah.
I couldn't see. Yeah. Mom, it's probably going to be days like
this.
Yep. So, Yeah, it's a great topic. Many times in my life, I've had the ability, the foresight, and the desire to help somebody I did not know or somebody that I did know. So I wrote about one incident that I did for a neighbor years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, something it blows people away that in these times when you do something like that, you don't ask for anything. You don't take money. You don't take anything for it.
Not.
It doesn't happen too much. For one thing, approaching a stranger just to talk to them can be a very uncomfortable position for them. So you have to be careful approaching people these days. Especially if they're, you know, needing help or something. There's an art to talking to somebody, gaining their trust and making them feel at ease. You got to do that now. Before you showed up and said, hey, you want some help? Sure. There it is. Not that way no more. I heard a saying. I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to try my best to get it right. A man always works hard so he has these a better life for his son, so he wouldn't have to work so hard. He works his difficulty times to do the same. The grandson grows up in easy times and complains a lot about the work, and has a difficult time. So it's like a two generation loop. And if you think about it, that's so true. The more people have, the more they bitch about it. And our fathers and forefathers work hard to give us a better life. The other saying was, a good man is one that will plant orchards knowing he would not once gain the shade of any of the trees. That was poorly said, but the saying that was there. So it's all about a good man is somebody does something for somebody he doesn't know. He just knows it needs to be done, and he does it. So the end of acts of kindness, I don't know how to make that a desire, but it's a good feeling to do something to do somebody else.
I didn't want to interrupt you, Hatter, but we did have somebody sitting waiting to come into the studio, and I think Deb's brought them in, which is great. Is that Steve?
Sure.
Yes, it is.
Ha, ha, ha. So that was a good guess.
And he's been on the phone a couple hours already.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Hatter, we should probably get Stephen on the radio so that he can find his way back to his bed. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Saturday.
I am taking Stephen's poem from the show and putting it on board so that we can invite Stephen to kick us off.
This is one that I dusted off from the archive, something I did a couple of years ago. Somebody had done a show similar to this, and I wrote for it, and I figured I'd bring it for this one, too. I call it The Simple Things. What does it take to make someone smile? A gesture, a word? There's no need to be vile. Hold the door open, offer your seat. Small acts of kindness that just can't be beat. I have seen things in my line of work, seen many friendly people, and also seen jerks. Buying a stranger's coffee might seem minuscule, but the happiness it brings is actually quite cool. Free beverages for veterans is one thing we do. Random acts of kindness, the elation is true. End poem.
There you go. That's pretty cool. I like the free coffee for vets. That's quite neat. And you're right. It's not. It shouldn't be that difficult, should it? But it involves, you know, some effort and some time and some thinking. And it seems that's too much for some people. But I agree with you. I can't see why it's not something that we can have more of. Anyway, Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, hold the door open, the small acts of kindness. I remember last time I went to the post office with my back, I dropped my keys, right, basically the front door, And about a 75-year-old man came over and picked him up for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Yeah,
it was eye-opening. Thank you, God. I wish I was able to do those things today, but I can't. I'm unable to. So hopefully I banked enough grace that will hold me over for the rest of my days, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, all these times I refused to take the front row in any store. I wouldn't never park in the front row. I always park out further in the lot because I could walk, and I would walk every painful step. I would walk, but the days are gone. Now I have to park in the front row if I go. So, yeah, this is a good one. I like the vet thing. I remember my dad saying when he got back to Port of Call after the Korean War, you saw a man in uniform on the side of the road. You picked him up, fed him, maybe put a couple of dollars in his pocket. Because they were in charge of getting home. All the Navy had to do was get him back to port of call. It was there. So my dad had to get from Georgia to Placerville, California.
Wow.
And some of the tales, the vets were treated right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I took off one time because my dad talked about seeing the country hitchhiking. So I took off one day, one-way ticket to Seattle, Tacoma, Washington, one-way ticket, got off the plane and started hitchhiking in the western states. Weeks later, I showed up. My dad said, "Hey, good to see you. Take you back." I said, "I came home in the middle of the night and slept for 2 days, I think." And I got up and went out to talk to my dad, and he goes, "Yeah, glad you're home. Your mother hasn't talked to me since you left." See how he tells, "Don't tell your sons these stories. One of them's going to take off." And so he said, "I did."
Jen, did you want to say some words about Stephen's piece?
Yeah, I remember when you shared this one the first time, Stephen, and it's so true. That it's even just a smile. It doesn't have to be tangible. Say, "Have a nice day." It changes the mood instantly. And I remember writing last time that if we all did that, just one little thing like that a day, imagine how much more glorious it would be and how many less grumps there might be in the world.
Yeah.
I like the rhyme, and it's like it's a sweet reminder that it doesn't take much to share a little kindness. I'm glad you dusted it off.
Yeah. Steve, did you do a stint in the Army or in the military?
No, I tried. They didn't want me.
Okay. Flat feet?
Too much. Well, they thought I had diabetes. How about that? We'll just go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. That's the 4F or whatever they used to call it. Yeah. Many people did probably wanted to. I wish I had diabetes. No, I'm kidding. Stay school. Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of when you're in the snow up above the snow level things to
be right back.
Do for your neighbors, huh? Plenty of snow.
Plenty.
So do you have bands of kids that roam around looking for work?
You know, that's becoming rarer and rarer. I think. I hate to say it, but this new generation is a little on the lazy side. Unless you can shovel a drive with a computer, I don't think they want to do it.
Wow. So the work's there. They just won't. It's not theirs. It's not their kind of work, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Losing my light.
So, Stephen, we should probably give you the chance to talk about some of your shows coming up before we let you head into the night.
Oh, yeah. Next couple of shows over at Poetic Slice of Life. Monday is the Mortuary of Shadows. That's 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and we are going to look at the movie 30 Days of Night, one of my favorite vampire movies. We have quotes from the movie to write to. Check them out. You can take the quotes any direction you want. And then we're going to switch over to one of Kay's favorites on Wednesday with the Poetic Inklings and the movie and the book Out of Africa. We have quotes from both the book and the movie to write to. Check those out.
You know what? You know why there's no vampires in Africa?
Why?
Uh-oh. Oh, please. Yes, Adam.
God bless the rain down in Africa. You bless the rain down in Africa.
Yeah. Rain and holy water.
I know. I know. I should have known.
I walked into that one. Yeah, that was one of my dumb jokes back in the day. I'll go ahead and read mine. It's more of a
okay. I thought you were gonna ruminate on it, Adam. I thought you wanted some time.
Yeah, be a good time to do that. Oh yeah, we got the collab too, huh? Maybe we should do that first.
Well, up to you. You're hosting. You tell me what you want to do.
Okay. I'm going to just read what I have. I don't know how it is. So good luck to me.
Okay.
To watch a man counting years, trying to be 19, 40 wants to slow you down, and 50 sits and waits to see. Hauling fences to the side of the house took 2 days to do. I went to meet my neighbor, this neighbor friend, and see what I could do. Old Bill could have been me, listening to his history, the tales that make old men old and lets us fade away. Did not complain about one thing. His smile showed the memories. Tomorrow at church, he is to be praised for the work he did for others. A lifetime of lives to save. This is when it gets broken up. I thought how ironic it was that he built a fence alone. He never asked for help for himself, and he said he did not need. I called some friends to help me out and watched the church and waited for church to begin. We could help a friend, the neighbor friend today, and old Bill was a friend. And that's it. I didn't get to where we built the fence before he got home, and it was done for him.
That's pretty cool.
Damn dog ate my homework. Sticking to that.
Or an accent.
Yeah, we used to. I had a couple of buddies that were if I called and said, "Hey, maybe someone needs some help," they'd put anything down, and they were over it within an hour. Brian Lasagna, one of my best friends.
Yep.
And Marty Jordan. I don't know how many times we helped somebody out. Showed up with tools and bam, get it done, walk away. Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Yep.
Here's what we're talking about. Hopefully it was to give them impression or the kids impression to do something like that themselves. It's like paying a forward, right? Somebody's got to start it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I thought it was interesting, Hatter, because your poem reminded me of a great Robert Frost piece called Mending Wall. And of the two neighbors sort of tracing the wall and picking up the stones in between them, and his neighbor making the comment a couple of times that good fences make good neighbors. It sort of reminded me of that.
Oh, I've heard that one, yeah.
Good fences make good neighbors. That's why they call it a good neighbor fence, huh?
Good fences make good neighbors. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I'm back.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Well, we had Hannah doing an incomplete piece in his words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have an ending. It saddened me writing it down, knowing that those days are over. It really did. God, that was something that was just a knee jerk. It was just a knee jerk decision that I would make. It wasn't any thought other than helping somebody.
Yeah. Now, Stephen, can you be around for one more poem if we do the collab next?
Yeah, I'll have you put a collab.
Okay. Well, Hannah, I think we should throw to Deb and get the collab on the board and see how we went.
Okay.
It's up there. A couple of times. See it, Hatter?
I'm running down the hall as we speak.
Follow my voice, Hatter.
Put the scissors down. Okay. So how's Miss Kay feeling? Better? Oh.
She's sleeping.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
You don't know when to fold them. Okay.
You don't know when to hold them.
Exactly. Okay, so this is the blind collaboration between Hatter and AP, and it's called If You Don't Know When to Fold Them. Here we go. I found my dog in the poker game from hell, and tonight we view the olive image of well-known dog with marked decks, making ugly, but mind the wolf has a full house. Is that enough cards, or should I wait for aces, consuming the sodas and chips on the table, waiting for diamonds, plus clubs, spades, rouges, bets are placed as hearts shade the houndstooth suits in cahoots with the kittens from the city, as all the mutts have their cards close and no one is interested, just maybe the mouse. Playing for an eight, drawing the straight, holding fat cigars and beers right at hand, betting chips against the bulldog and the ninth fire company, absent spouse. No matter about the others, we'll rule it against the laws to deal with fur paws. And did you see the lowball that British dog calls? Mind the wolf has a full house. Acme Plumbing is in the room, all in with aces to see their faces, and dogs can't bluff when it gets too rough, but mind the wolf has a full house. Now I believe I have a dog park to lose, for he is going to clean up the pool, and second to the flush is never enough for saints that are sinners, if the big money winner is always the house. And pump.
Well, I'm just looking at who did what, you see, to try and work out where it fitted yet. But I do like that the house always wins. I think it's a great place to finish the collaboration, and that was Hatter's. So I think that's the sort of killer line for me.
Yeah, but the repeat adds a bit of humor to it, though, with that wolf and his full house. And say hi to Sky, Sky, Sky.
Hello.
Hello.
Sky.
Hello.
The wolf's got a royal flush.
Hi.
Glad you're here, Sky.
Hi. I know, I was trying to get here. I was trying to get here earlier, but that was not happening.
Okay.
Best intentions and all that.
Trying to run here. How are you guys doing?
Good. But yeah, nobody's beating
We're
that
all
wolf,
quiet
Hatter.
For some reason.
Oh, okay.
No one is beating that wolf. That wolf has got the cards.
The royal flush.
What wolf?
Yeah, we're all masked up. Trying to spread this.
I don't even know what happened. I don't know. I messed up something.
Yes. You were talking about the joint poem that we did, Sky, and it there's an image of it on the board, and that poem is about a whole set of dogs with a gambling game, basically stylized.
Oh, I got it right here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't read it though, but I got it here. That is a cool picture.
No. It is a cool picture. I agree with you.
I like the stuff that Bill Bell puts out. I think he does a really clever job. I think you guys have done a couple of his pieces now.
See the cat with the glowing eyes in the corner?
Yeah, I know. I missed that, Hatter.
The Joker's wild.
The cat with what?
The glowing eyes
the
in the bottom left corner.
Detail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did notice that. One of those kitties from the cities, I guess.
Yeah. Lots of detail. And enough detail to give us something to get our teeth into, Deb, and for us to, you know, move away from necessarily towards. It's interesting.
Yeah, and stuff like Where's That Full House?
He's actually got a royal flush with a joker as the 10.
Yep.
Yeah, correct.
Thank you for that.
Correct.
But like you both mentioned, the well-known dogs and the full house, so some of the words overlapped, which just automatically tied them together. And this is what I like when you guys just start picking stuff from it and then it lends to a complete story like this. This one was pretty fun, and it got an 8.
There you go, Hannah.
8. I'm surprised. I thought my lines were subpar.
Well, the only one I wasn't sure of, to be honest, Tyler, was with your very last one. The house is always Deathling Saints that sent, and I'm thinking, the house always wins. I'm going to go with that play on words, and then I had to figure out how to end it with house, since there was so many other ouse sounds. It just needed to be there, so it worked out with the last line. The winner is always the house, but that and somewhere else, I wasn't exactly sure what you were saying, so I think I changed two of your words. But it wasn't anywhere near as bad as you always make it out to be. Hatter sends me his lines each week, and he tells me, well, good luck with that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the classic dogs playing poker. Yeah.
So I have a question for Sky, though. Like, she just got off several hours on the radio, too. Did you bring a poem, or did you just call to visit us?
I'm trying desperately to find one. I was hoping that there was going to be a break in between, because I went to go say hello to Rick, but then it took a while to get there and to get off. So I was hoping for a little bit of a break to try to find you something.
That's a
fun. I'm trying to find you. It's act of kindness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me just peruse for a moment.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
I'll
listen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I can put mine in. Yeah. So you've got a few moments. Is that okay, Hatter, if I put mine in?
Absolutely. Let's do it that way.
There you go.
Good to go.
Well, think of this one, Hatter. I don't mind this. I don't mind this. I thought it was a really great topic. I don't mind this. Oh, no, wrong one. Sorry. I put two in. I put the wrong one in. That's even better. I want the other one. This is the one I wanted. I wanted this one. Because this is, I think, the better poem. So bear with me as I put this one in. This is Butterfly Wings, Hatter. And it goes like this. It starts with a smile, then to speak of a feeling, forgiveness we reconcile, see there is freedom in healing. Gifts that are unexpected, a simple call to check in, when hope is protected, strength gained once again. For these do not cost money, precious little to delay, they trickle sweet like honey in a community every day. And it's not complicated to give your hat to a friend, a pebble in water weighted, as butterfly wings do them. End poem.
Mm. Tip your hat.
I see all kinds of things in there.
There you go, see.
Do you see yourself there, Hatter, and my sweet? And butterflies?
Yeah. I was supposed to take a picture. To take a picture of your little writing nook or whatever it is, to show you the butterflies. That's what it looks like. Can you speak?
I'm just like, this is so sweet. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Gotta hold on to it.
This is a neat little palm.
Yeah. Sentiment. Oh, see, just this little act of kindness and. Now I have a smile back on my face. Thank you. Hatter.
Yeah.
I see you in the poll.
You see me in the poll?
Hatter, were you there?
I spoke. Yeah.
You don't see you and Sweet down there, and you don't think of me when the butterfly's in there, and I think I even saw Hope in there somewhere. So it's just like...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Did that cost money? Dip your hat to your friends. Okay, where am I? I hope you protect the same with you.
You might just be the hat. I'm just tossing that out there as a possibility. OMG.
Hey, look who you're dealing with. To dip your hat to friend. Sorry. What a butterfly we need to do. You know, every time I think of butterflies, I think of Deborah. I was going to send you another pack of butterflies.
Don't spend money on butterflies, Hatter. I only opened one of the two you sent. I still have a whole pack.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh. And there's butterflies on any metal surface.
All right. Indeed. Okay. Very good. Have you had anybody do round of act of kindness for you? Anybody? Did it just sort of surprise you? No?
Many times. Have you been the surprise
Yeah. Have I
what,
Deb? I mean,
I said...
Go ahead, AP.
As the surprise E and the surprise-er, and Stephen's got to go. Night, Stephen.
Oh, okay.
Say night, Kay.
Night, Stephen.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Stephen. Stopping by. Sitting up. Oh, I got the feelings. I got the warm, fuzzy feelings.
I like this topic, Hatter.
Me too.
And I like this topic, and I thought that I was very happy with that topic. I thought that rounded off really nicely.
It was so
very good.
Sky, did you get to hear that, or were you hunting?
No, I did. I stopped hunting. This is too much pressure. I don't know if I can find something this quick.
Okay.
This is too much stuff. I know I should have been more prepared. I'm sorry. I haven't been on AP in days. I think that last time I was on was like Wednesday or something. I've been in so this is great piece, AP. I really loved it. I really love, this isn't the first piece that I've seen you tuck in poets on AP and kind of saying, you know, to me, thanks for being a friend and I appreciate you. And it's so wonderful to get those little gifts that we're not quite expecting. And when somebody pulls out a poem and then all of a sudden you see, oh, look at, like you did one for Christmas and,
yes.
You know, it's something special. It's something special to the reader. It's something special for a friendship and to just that appreciation, that little nod to say, hey, I'm thinking of you. And, of course, the writing itself is beautiful. And to me, the sentiment behind it, those little, you know, that little smile in Deb's voice, and she's like, oh, I see me in it, I see that. Knowing that someone's thinking of you and I mean, it really puts a smile on somebody's face. And that's what you start the poem with, and it couldn't be more true. Excellent piece.
Thank you.
Well, Sky, you can put anything, you'd like to read. Good favorite.
I know, I'm sorry.
No pressure.
I have thankful ones, but I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Okay, let's see. All right, I don't know. I'm gonna give you this one.
I'll pick one.
It's really random, but you pick one and then I'll do another. I'll bring a tongue twister
right.
For you.
Say something in the chat room. Say something in the chat room so I can grab a hold of you. I mean.
Me?
So, yeah.
Just say hi so he can click your link.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh, you're going to pick something random.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Oh,
okay.
All right.
While you're picking, how about if I grab, we have a recording from Frank. I could put that on the board.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
Okay, so here is Frank, and when you guys see it, you can push the button.
I can see it now.
Okay, here we go.
Remember those that have passed with such a fond affection, but let us not forget those that are present. Life is a journey with a course. We either embrace it or we forsake it, even though we might not understand its mystery. The vehicles steering us to the path of an uncertain fate.
That doesn't sound like the right one.
Time are measured by a clock with...
That's not the right one, right? That's not what I see.
It doesn't, no, it's not following Be Thankful, no.
Okay, let me see here. I think the wrong one was attached. Is Frank on the board? Frank, are you out there?
He was on the board.
There he is. Frank, that's not the right... poem that goes with the words you gave us.
Well, I could read it, Deb. We could do that, if Frank's okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping he would say, let me know that he was there so I could ask him if he doesn't mind.
The audio, I could put it up because it's in the SoundCloud that's on the Palmas, right? I can put it up if you want.
Sure, please.
Alex Trebek's house is up for sale.
Oh, it's gonna be a minute because I gotta put it in the studio.
Okay.
But that is the one that's attached to his palm. I just put it in there today. It's just not the SoundCloud.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I did put it there.
Oh, okay.
Let me just. That was so strange. And yeah, it's the only one. Let me. What's the title? Does he say?
So we got a bag. I did
remember
a link in the bottom
those
of that.
That are past
yeah.
Such a fond affection, but let us not forget those that are present. Life is a journey with a course. We
there
either
it
embrace
is.
It
yeah.
or we forsake it,
mm-hmm.
even though we might not understand its mystery. The vehicles steering us to the path of an uncertain fate. The chronicles of time are measured by a clock with fixed minutes. To be human in the basic sense is to acknowledge one's mortality and to express one's humanity. It does not imply we must bow in reverence to no man, nor shall we bow to the whims of our ego. 'Tis the simplicity of discovering the fruits of life and the enjoyment of the seed of their fruition. What we seem to want is not always what we truly need, nor what we crave is what is good for us. One can bite from the golden apple and believe 'tis wisdom, or one can bite from it and 'tis nothing more than ignorance. There are a thousand questions to be asked about life, but there is only one answer that in the end must reflect all truth. There is such a word that displays the commonality of being thankful, and that word is called gratitude. Sadly enough, in this century, it is sorely misunderstood and taken for granted by the populace. There are those individuals that spend their life being unthankful, and there are those that are thankful. You see, it is easy to see a beggar in the streets and walk away than to be that beggar in the cold. 'Tis selfish to not give a morsel of bread than to take a morsel of bread. Poor pride to some is a blind man's pity. Yes, oh yes, I was once that poor beggar. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.
So true.
In the poem.
So you're just always wanting more. When can you truly be happy?
I love the ending of that because it's, I mean, it's really true. If you sit here and tally all the things you don't have and all the things you wish you had and all the things you want, you forget to be thankful for what you do have that so many don't. Great message. Is that Taser?
It is a great message. Yeah, it is a great message, Deb. I think because it's easier just to not acknowledge, the, as he says, the beggar in the streets and walk away, than it is be the beggar in the cold. And I think it's a great way to put this whole topic in one sentence.
Yeah, the cold, the wind, and the rain has a different meaning when you're homeless. It really does.
Yeah.
Oh, good, right, Frank. Yeah, I was once that poor beggar. The hole you have to climb out of, the hole you have to climb out of is almost superhuman. But,
yes.
Been done. Great. So, Sky, I put one up of yours. You want to read it?
Thanks. I'll make a comment for Frank first. You know,
sure.
It's very true, his right, you know, sadly, in this century, to surely misunderstood and taken for granted by the populace. And there's so many things that are taken for granted and in so many ways. And I think I wish, where was I reading? Oh, I don't know if you guys ever heard of The Black Cauldron, but that it's from a 5-book Peridon series. I forget the author's name now, but my brain is starting to slowly shut down. But in one, and this is relatable, Frank, trust me, it's going to loop around, don't worry. But in one of the books, I think it was the fifth book actually, and it's about this. He comes across this guy, and he says, "Oh, I have the most wonderful luck." And he goes, everything that he needs in life, he goes and finds. He salvages the nets, and he's like, "Oh." I mean, like things that are junk that just are passed off that you might not think that are very useful. He's like, "Oh, I'm very lucky today. I have this. I found this," and he brings it home. He's like, "I don't know what I'm going to use it for yet, but I'm going to keep it in here." And Lear, the main character, is like, Tavin, he goes, "Where you seem to be so lucky. Everything you need just comes to you. What is it that makes you so lucky?" And in the end of it, the moral of the story is that the man made his own luck because he was thankful for everything that was given to him, even those little things that people might seem useless, tripping over a rock. "Oh, I really needed this rock. How lucky am I today? I'm going to bring it home," and then finding a use for it later. And I think that kind of outlook on life is something that we can do with ourselves every day and change our perspective. It's all about perspective, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And your piece reminds me of that. It reminds me of that story. It reminds me of all those little things that you can really change your day around if you go in it and just count your blessings and say, "Oh, but this is," and look at those positive things. And yeah, there's going to be those negative things and those things that kind of bring you down. But if you can just focus on, what you do have and it definitely will carry you through life for a lot easier. So, excellent piece, Frank. And this is a good idea. Did you just write "gift" in my search bar? You're good. You're good, Hatter. Thank you. I'm starting to have a panic attack. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Thank you. I came unprepared. I know. I'm sorry. I miss you guys. It's been away for a while. Yeah, so I actually really love this one. So thank you, Hatter. I appreciate that. And this is called The Toy Maker of the Wood, The Maiden and the First Gift. And it's a little story that I made up. So there was once a woodcarver in Pine Tree Grove. He lived among the many races of fairy folk old. Often pixies would be found tidying his hearth with gossamer wings and sachets of flower art. He was friend to the brownie who transformed, a kindly shifter seen by those with second sight, who loved sweet honey, bread that was warm, and would tend to the ill like a beacon bright. There were dryads, gnomes, and nymphs too, will-o'-wisps and yes, darker things there grew. But among all there was, elves were left unseen. The carver knew this as how it had always been. Until on the first twilight of December's bough, a maiden most fair shook from shawl a spell. This was not one of grim intent, but love's vow, to find gentle hands a wish from a wishing star wells. When the carver saw her pale against the dark, he shyly hid and began to carve in fallen bark. For 24 nights she came and wished, and the carver continued to labor in his gift. But in the morn of the 25th rise of sun, the elven maid walked her path instead with light. The carver finished the wood heart she had won, and so he gave it wrapped in threads of white. It was then the first gift of the toy maker in the wood. It was the first gift of the toy maker in the wood. Though there was no toy, the maiden wept and kept, but as he aged in years, alas, she never would. And so a gift to him of immortal life he'd accept. With fairy glamour, she unfurled tresses of snow to mimic her lover's complexion and timely glow. And on the eve of first gift, a tradition now stood as they bestowed to all the heart of the wood. And that's how Christmas was born, but not really. That's my story. Sticking to it.
This one's awesome. It's on one of my lists. Let me see what I wrote. This is powerful and sentimental and flawless. Every line rocks, but I am quite enamored by the one, wow, when the carver saw her pale against the dark. Shyly hid and began to carve in fallen bark. For 24 nights she came and wished, and the carver continued to labor in his gift. You totally enchanted this. Start to finish, I see it's a gold winner and a front page pick, and it's only on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lists. Yeah. Awesome. Good choice, Hatter.
Well done, Hatter.
How'd you go, Hatter?
I'm muted. Jesus. Yeah. I'm sitting here blabbing away. No, this is great. I love how you ended it, the heart of the wood. But the storyline was great. Elves and gnomes and how I found it, I didn't put gift in. I went to your medal winning files and I picked the gold.
Mm.
Oh. Clever, clever. Thank you, Hatter.
Yeah. You, if you're done. You are a natural at this kind of storytelling.
Thank you. And if anybody ever gives me crap for reading so many young readers' stories, I'm like, listen, you gotta read it to know it. I still
hey,
love
I got better.
You know, books,
yeah.
Books that are YA, you know, young adult books. I still love them. They're still, they're wonderful books too.
Sure.
Don't let go of that child in you, Sky.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those kids that you take a book to read them and they already know every word, every page. So, this was to that Norman Rockwell painting, or was it the other way?
It was to the theme. That was the prompt. So I kind of took. I had to write to that picture. So I just made up a story about how Christmas was created I just did my own little thing.
Started with one toy.
That's right, but it was no toy.
Actually, it's a little more involved than that, but yeah, it's why Santa Claus. Wasn't that the greatest lie the parents told you? You get to hang on to it as long as your older brother let you.
You know, my mom, she still, when she gets me Christmas gifts, you know, she'll get me a couple little things still. my the mom who raised me, she still writes Santa on my gifts, and she'll still swear.
Yeah.
She's like, Santa's real.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows he's not real, but she's just like very, she's just like, no. You know, she held on to it. She still holds on to it. She's like 70 years old. She still holds on to it.
Yeah. My mom would do the same. You got
Santa's not real.
And so she still finds the gifts for Christmas, Santa. They still say love Santa. Like, and she gets me a couple things for Christmas. She still writes love Santa. And I'm like, Ma, I think one year I was like, Ma, you could stop writing Santa on a gift. And she's like, don't you dare say that. I'm like, you're crazy.
It's all about giving. All about giving. Oh.
Sorry, Dave.
There you are. I was wondering where you went. I haven't heard your voice in a while.
I'm here.
I'm crashing. My tears are starting to come out.
I was just
going
to ask you if you
want
to tell us about your next exciting show before you crash.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. At 7 a.m. I was painting a castle this morning on my day off. I'm not joking.
No. I can see it. It worries me, but I can see it. Guys, so.
Well, this is the thing. I thought it was a brilliant idea. And I've had my goddaughter since Thursday. I usually don't take her on school nights, but I did. We went to the library. We did all this stuff. And I was going to bring her home this morning, and then we got 18 inches of snow, so she stayed here again. So she's been here since Thursday. But I thought it was this brilliant idea we would build a castle together out of this all this stuff.
Yes.
And the castle walls, I engineered them so that the four walls come down, and then you could hook them back up temporarily so that when they come down, it becomes a board game. And you can, and then we're actually designing the board game into like little worlds, right? So each little section is like you could go into like kind of like Candyland, but like different worlds and like themes. But you know, I didn't really think of like the amount of work that would actually have to go into this project, especially because I'm letting her paint a lot. Do that, like we're actually doing the brickwork, and she's learning how to paint the right. She's six, so it takes a while, and how to blend and. So I'm just like, and she's a really good painter because she's been painting since she was two, like over here. But anyway, so it's 7 a.m.
3D printing. I'm sure you're going to use the 3D printing.
The 3D painting?
The 3D printing.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's weird that you say that because my friend just showed me something he did. He got a 3D printer. It was so random. He gave it to me to hold, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's so excited. And I had no idea what he did. He's like, I got it upstairs with a 3D printer. I'm like, oh, my God, this is weird. Okay, so I had to get over there, so thank you for giving me the moment to click. So this Saturday, I don't know what's happening. Next Saturday at 8 p.m., we are going onward with our Star Wars journey.
Yay!
And we are doing it. Yay! I hope you're there. Drop me a poem. Give me a SoundCloud call in.
Which episode are we on? Which episode are we on, Sky?
I'm doing the Clone Wars, the Star Wars animated film. Did you see that?
Right. Yep, I did.
Did you see that one? I know. Did you get really mad with the Disney group reboot, or were you okay? Okay, good. Oh, no, you don't want it?
That's
all good with that?
That's all good.
Huh?
Yep, I'm all good with that.
Well, you don't have to write about the film. You could just write about some of the character highlights. There's Anakin Skywalker, Padme. I've got Asajj Ventress, who I wrote to. Too easy. And you could go to lots of huts. So if you like the huts, check them out. Write the character piece.
Okay.
And then, you know, if it's too easy, you can bring me any Star Wars you want, my friend, and I'll take it. So, 8 o'clock.
Oh, Saturday. I did episode 4 in three stanzas. I did a whole summary. It was really kind of cool. Anyway, we'll work it through.
You can really bring me any Star Wars, and I'll be happy. But those are the ones we're highlighting, and that's the show that I'm kind of doing. So I'm going in chronological order. I know some people are for and against, but that's what we're doing. So,
It's all good. When in doubt, just don't write about Jar Jar Binks. But apart from that, everything else is good.
But, you know, since we're talking about topics, AP, would you lay us on what next week's going to be? Next week's prompt?
I have. And you're going to like this. You ready? You ready for the topic for next week?
Yeah.
The topic for next week is Duck Egg Blue.
Dark.
Blue. Duck egg blue. It's like bluey greeny blue.
Oh, mallard
duck egg blue.
To find something to put an example on the topic.
Yeah. Duck egg blue.
Good night, guys. Awesome topic.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling,
guys.
Thanks
for calling. All righty then. Interesting. Guys, tears are shedding.
We're going to do Deb's poem.
Yep. That'd be good.
Oh. Oh, that's a pretty color. Okay, wait a minute. Back to the board. Back to the board. And I sent you guys the next collab photo. Something a little different. Okay, so let me go. For the artist and different for you guys. So anyway, there is my link, and I just dusted. It's one I dusted off because I was just hit with somebody's collab lines just a little bit before the show. Wonder who that was. But do you see the poem?
Yep.
Okay, it is called "I Believe in Kindness and the Contagion of Smiles." Here we go. In homemade apple cinnamon pies baked with kindness, singing lullabies, Cracker Jacks and hot dogs at the ballpark, puppy breath, tail wags, and his little dog bark. Bingo with giggles that echo and in periwinkle pink glow in the curves of a neon rainbow. Slow kisses meet the star-filled sky as skyrocket colors sparkle through the eyes. In grape lollipops, milkshakes, and the tooth fairy, grandmothers, grandfathers, and the bond of family. Raindrops, sprinklers, sunshine, and red flowers that grow, snowflakes for a snowman, and snowballs to throw. Dads that hang the glittering stars at light blinks, moms that light the moon with the glow as she winks. I pray every night at bedtime for people of this world, believing that every whispered daydream can ring true. These flag colors waving with red and white and blue, that rock and roll can save this world. And I believe in you. And boom.
I remember
rock
that
and roll can save the world.
Yep, rock and roll can save the world. Yep.
And snowman has snowballs.
Only if you said so, Heather. There's a lot in this. There's grape lollipops, there's milkshakes, there's tooth fairies.
She blew my mind.
There's no butterflies, though.
She blew my mind.
There's
periwinkle pink.
Periwinkle.
Pink? My mind just exploded.
That's the color of this sky at sunset. It's
there you go.
Periwinkle pink. Yeah, it's the most beautiful color in the world. One of them.
There you go. That works, Hat Up.
Wow. Periwinkle pink. Are those the only two periwinkles?
And like I said, I dusted this one off a couple of times. I was looking at some of the people down there.
Yeah, it's been around a bit, but this is sort of something that you hold to be true, Deb. So it's kind of one of those classic sort of Deb poems in terms of what it's saying and how it's saying it.
Thank you.
Now, I thought they got the word the color periwinkle from a flower or a bush. That's not right?
Well, a periwinkle as a noun is a flower, yes.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Periwinkle as the color is purple on the blue end of the spectrum, where lavender is purple on the pink end of the spectrum. I prefer the periwinkle.
Oh, okay.
And Hedda,
say that again.
Duck egg blue is blue on the green end of the spectrum.
Yeah, like
You know, I just found, I'm putting one on the board in just a second, and it's gorgeous, gorgeous blue. Duck egg blue.
It is. It's a beautiful blue. But I thought it was quite poetic.
Yeah, sure you are. Oh. That would be hummingbird blue, too. Right.
Poetic? Tell me how.
I can see Hatta using duck egg blue as a sentence in one of his rhymes.
That could be dangerous.
I can.
Wait a minute. What kind of blue?
It rhymes with an F word.
First.
Yeah.
Duck and blue. All right.
That's why I was jokingly telling you to be careful with your vine.
Stay in school.
There you go.
Right, and if I could find the bees in this big giant thing, Christ, mercy. So now if you look on the chat wall, there we go. It's sort of a bluish, gorgeous duck egg blue.
That's robin eggs.
No, they're
robin
blue.
Eggs,
this is more gorgeous
blue.
Robin's eggs are powdery blue. Cornflower blue, which is also a flower and a shade of blue.
Wow.
Robin's egg. Yes.
We had an exotic chicken on Chicken Mountain once. Can't remember which one, but they had black eggs. Maybe they were ducks.
Yes.
Black ones? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just a certain breed. Could have been one of the
the next
silkies. They had black skin.
That's
really good.
So Hatta on the board.
Yeah.
There you go.
Egg.
That's a cucubanga.
Whose egg is that?
Yeah,
no,
it's
not a
kookaburra.
Not a cassowary. No, it's not a cassowary.
Yeah. Is it a rhea?
Is that that's an egg, truly?
No.
No, because I was going to say it looks more like jade or
lizard.
I don't know, but it's a pretty color.
It's
huge.
That is an emu egg, Hatter.
Emu.
That is an emu egg. Far away. Not quite ducky.
Hey, you can't fly, you can't fly. You know, who's going to judge you?
You can't fly? No, it's exactly right. No, you might as well just sort of hang up the, you know, hang
take
up the runway and
yeah,
just,
take
just you know, you can't fly.
Quit coloring your eggs, you'll be fine.
Exactly right. At least make them dark. Hannah, I think we've probably done the topic. I think it was a really good topic, but I think we've done it.
Yeah. Yes, I think we did too.
I
can't wait to see what kind of things I can find that are duck egg blue.
It's really something to it.
And I put that picture of the duck egg on the topic board so people can see what the heck.
Yes.
To be honest, first duck I thought blue. You said dark, D-A-R-K, dark egg blue. And I'm thinking, wait, what?
Oh.
And then I realized you said duck.
Yes, nice and dark. Yes.
So I see that you have another poem on the board, AP, and I was just going to grab it because I was changing the topic board for next week.
Yeah.
And I put
it
right
it's
there.
Sort of on topic, almost. So I can we can finish with that. It's from a little bit ago. So anyway, see what you think. This is when thankful, and it goes a little bit like this. The hint of a breeze and in spring a rich thrill. Hold another before flees, truth guides while in still. In between leaves, magpie warbles in trill, off branches of trees, shadows bending until. Sun captured to tease, among dapples spill, warms by degrees as water falls down a hill. They're joining to seas, gulls on sand's mill, their squawks do ease as the waves swill. Sun setting wheeze in moments still on nebula's drill. A few things that please that I'm thankful fill, my paths as they ease upon my free will. End poem.
Oh. Upon my free will.
Yeah, I remember this when I was struck at the end. It says, spot on cadence combined with great sight and sound. This was one that if Crystal pulled out, we would have been thinking, who is this? It's got like a lyrical... It's got lyrical themes to it. They're joining to see gulls on sand dewees as the waves swim. So we got the sights and the sounds and could probably listen. And I think the kitty liked it. You hear it coming?
Yeah.
That's going with the cadence.
That was a quieter meow. It must have been Tinsy.
Chloe.
Oh, well, usually when Chloe meows, you growl at her. When Taser meows, you say, Mom, what is it, Taser? I'm like, Chloe, I
have you heard that meow? Have you heard that meow?
I have heard you growl at that cat. She probably feels like an evil stepchild or something.
In all fairness, Chloe's one of my favorite, and she attacks my feet. We have a special relationship, and she's the one that, if I bring out tools to fix something, she's got to be right there. I caught her taking away a metal drill adapter. I know I'd set it down, and she had taken it and freaking claimed it for herself. She loves it when I bring out tools.
There you go.
I caught her trying to open the front door. With two paws trying to turn it. This cat is special, so.
Well, now you know what happened to you. Now you know what happened to your new headphones or little earbuds. What was that, a year and a half ago? You sat them down and they
didn't
hear
for them? Yeah. Now you know you need to throw Chloe around because she hid them somewhere. They're hers now. Because that's exactly what you said that day. I shot it right down and now it's gone. Well, that's her MO. I would have been looking for Chloe, just saying.
There was a story recently about a lady who found her cat's stash.
Yes.
A stash of clothes. She hauls out, and none of it is hers. So she realizes the cat is stealing from the neighbors, in the laundry room or off of a clothesline or something. So she had a garage sale type thing, not a sale, but a garage opening for anybody to come back by and claim their own stuff.
Oh, they're on things.
Oh, it wasn't just clothes. It was earbuds. It was the keys. It was you name it. She goes, I'm sorry for my cat. And she advertises for the neighborhood. And you may want to claim your stuff.
Well, that's like, did you know that? Considering the fact that I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been a magpie, but did you know that magpies are mega cat burglars? And they are attracted to shiny things, and they like to steal them and stockpile them. And many of shiny, the jewelry and coins and stuff are found in magpie hideaways in belfries and abbeys. And I find that fascinating. Bird thieves.
Yeah, they have a real-time cameras. You can go on and watch. And a lot of times when the eagles or the hawks are nesting, they have a camera on it, and you can watch the actual raising it with day to day. Cameras 24/7.
You can in the city. And, you can in the city here.
Yeah, and some of them they'll show up with a set of keys or something. You just took it, and it's
eagle
not just it's the corvids. Yeah, the corvids, the crows, ravens, magpies, jays.
I think that's amazing.
I want a pet crow. I want a pet crow.
Really?
That'd be cool. Oh, hell yeah. We have crows and ravens around here.
Okay.
That kind of looks like a...
The crows, the difference between the corvids and the rest of the birds, the animals, other animals... including other birds, they watch what you're doing. A crow watches what you're watching.
Yes.
He's looking at what you're looking at. He's wondering about that.
Yeah.
Other animals look at you, what you're doing.
Yeah, they climb above.
Which raise them from like number 7 in animal intelligence to number 3.
Yes. Yeah, they're not stupid.
Well, I was just looking to see what animals steal and collect stuff, this photo popped up, and it kind of looks like a platypus, but kind of not.
Pack rat.
Look on the board. I don't know. It doesn't tell me. That's why I'm asking if you got it.
Oh, no, definitely a platypus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his fucking joint in his... in his pouch. They say he's a thief of shiny objects, too.
That's a Pixar.
Yeah,
it's a
look at them toenails. Damn.
Oh, yeah. The toenails are real. You don't want to get them in a bit, platypus will do nasty things to you with toenails.
Yeah, I believe you.
Got squirted.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we're kind of done. We have our next topic. I sent you the collab photo, and the cat had the last word and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Monday, for some reason, we decided to go with late night torture, and the topic is all about food. So that should be interesting. And,
should be.
Yeah.
And
we're looking. What's your guess, guys?
Night before Super Bowl party.
Next week, you mean? No, next week is the Pro Bowl. This week is
this week is
we're
the
going
playoffs.
To find out who will be in the
and then 2 weeks.
Who's going to be
in
the Bowl, and then they get the week off.
Right.
And it's like
the following week.
Yeah, the 13th is. So tomorrow we have the two games. What is it? We have the Cincinnati Bengals against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
And we have the San Francisco 49ers against the Rams. So, I'm saying, so like if we go with the upset, I think it would be cool to see the Bengals go against the Rams, people who haven't been there in a billion years.
Yeah, exactly.
But Andy Reid and his team is like on fire. I told you this 2 months ago, so, you know, Andy Reid and his team make a repeat, and I think that the repeat would go to, I'm still going to stick with those Rams. So I'm saying Chiefs.
Both my teams are in it, Niners and Rams. So winner the NFC. I'd say I'm going Rams. Go Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're pretty hot right now too. Yeah.
And if you remember, they had the greatest show, the greatest show on turf. So it wasn't that long before the Rams were in it. Yeah, Niners have been it many times. I think that NFC's toughest.
I'm rounding back because the platypus is one of the few living mammals to produce venom. The venom is made in venom glands that are connected to hollow spurs on their hind legs. The venom's effect is described as extremely painful but not lethal.
Platypus will mess you up.
Platypus will mess you up.
Yep.
Cute but deadly.
Yep. So, there you go.
All right. Well, on that little kitty note, I think I'm going to say good night, gentlemen. Love spending time with you. But I am
going to
hang up because the second phone is beeping in my ear. And fun show.
Okay.
And,
no, it's all good.
We will talk to you. Have a nice night, guys.
We will talk to you.
Right,
absolutely. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Dan.
Yep. Go Rams.
Go Rams. Just stay clear of the platforms. And we'll catch you next week for Duck Egg Blue. Duck Egg Blue.
Right.
I'm sure you'll get your head around. Okay.
I'll be there.
Dougie duck. Righto. Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye.
You guys be good. Be excellent to each other. Bye, Deb.
Exactly.